Officers say 48 hours after the explosion that took place on the fuel depot, the victim gradually began to return home, but with a lot of fuel. To date, let me tell you, there have been 16 deaths and more than 200 injured, according to hospital sources we consulted this afternoon. And the movement in the capital city, Conakry, is very difficult because there is no car moving from place A to place B because of the closing of all the petrol stations, and also the people are suffering of that. For the victims, let me say, they are now receiving rescues because most of Guineans are mobilized to be near them, to help them, and to feed them, to dress them, but because none of them left their houses without no clothes. And now the government are taking care of them. They are some of hospitalized, and some decided to get back home.
I wanted to ask you, Dauda, what is the impact of the fire on the cost of gasoline? Or are people able to find gasoline?
Not because there are, let me say, 18 bags that conserve the fuel, gasoline and petrol. But the problem is 15 of the 18 bags are destroyed. Even today I was talking with a specialist who said that people are just saying what they want, but nobody can tell you at date that people can be working on that field to come back to overcome the fire right now and be available to give petrol to the population. And as for today, the fire is still there. The flames continues to emerge. Let me say, they are overcoming it, but not properly yet.
So it might take a while before they put the fires out.
Yes, of course, because we have rescues from Senegal, from Mali. They are working, but to date, let me tell you, where I'm talking to you, fire is still burning there.
So I wonder now, how are people in the capital making their living? How do people get around and how do they get food to eat?
As for myself, let me tell you, and 100% of the Conakry citizens who have car or bike, some are already packed because there is no fuel. You can't move because petrol stations are locked. And how to get to market and how to get to your workplace, no movement. Only some few cars are running with the fees who are doubled or tripled where you used to pay 10,000 franc guinea. And today they ask you to pay 30,000 franc guinea or 50,000 franc guinea for a liter of petrol. In the black market, some are selling it for 50,000 franc guinea, which can take something like $5.